How are you, Doctor?
Thank you.
Don't worry, Doctor. She will realize she's made a mistake.
No, she won't, Elias. No, she won't. Because we're trying to change her mind before she even realizes it. I'm afraid we're gonna be too late.
Sometimes realizing something's for some people usually causes them a lot of pain.
I know. But I wish that I could explain it to her. Explain it somehow.
There is no way to explain this to her. Her feelings are involved, Doctor. You must understand her. You've already done everything you could for her. You can't possibly put any more pressure on her. Maybe the time has come that we will be forced to meet with this guy.
What for?
Maybe we'll have to force him to end this. Once and for all.
I'm a broken man, Elias. I'm broken.
Doctor, you should not give up.
But I lied today while I was fasting, Elias. I told Mrs. Parvizi I was a high school friend of her husband so that she'd agree to transfer him to our hospital. In the afternoon, I lied again. I lied to my daughter. And I'd always taught her never to lie. Me.
You had to, Doctor. You had to. Somebody's life is at stake here. What were you supposed to do, huh? Were you supposed to tell her that you had this premonition that you had to operate on her husband who you didn't know? That's what you were gonna say? You had to lie to Parry as well. Because you wanted to save her life. Even though you weren't able to. Cause, to be honest, you're a terrible liar.
I know all these things, Elias. I've repeated them to myself over and over, 1,000 times a day. But it won't calm me down. I can't take it anymore. I hate myself, Elias. I hate myself.
Sometimes a lie, no matter how bad, can help in a way that other things can't. This is the truth of life, Doctor. Sometimes people ruin their whole lives just because of stupidity and being naive, and there is no way to help them other than to tell them one lie. Even a white lie.
Then what about religious orders? What about Sharia and all the teachings? Our religion says that we have to be truthful and never to lie. We have to be honest.
But not us, Doctor. Not us. Our religion isn't the same as other people's. Our religion has its own rules and rituals. I've told you this before, Doctor. Have you forgotten? The things written down in the teachings are for ordinary people, Doctor. They tell them not to lie because they don't know when they can lie and when they can't. But you're different, Doctor. You should just think about it. Why don't you sit and think about it? Parry is your flesh and blood. But even if she were a total stranger, you would still have to lie to her if you wanted to save her life.
Then why don't I feel well, Elias? Why do I have this guilty conscience?
That's because you don't believe in yourself, Doctor. You still don't have any faith in yourself. You don't believe that you have been chosen, Doctor. You don't believe you've been chosen. God is telling you a lot of things many people don't know about, but you have a responsibility, Doctor. For everything you know, you have a responsibility towards the kindness of God. You have to do everything God has asked you to do, the things you've been chosen to do, even if it's hard, Doctor, even if it's very hard. You must do it. Please stop this. Please stop this, Doctor. Don't restrain yourself with all of these writings and teachings, Doctor. You cannot do this. You are like a stream of pure water. Everything dirty that comes across your path becomes clear. And whatever you might do, even if it's a sin for ordinary people, in your case, it is a good deed.
I don't know. I just don't know.
Hello.
Hello, dear sister. What's wrong with him?
A brain hemorrhage.
Where is he now?
In there.
Will he survive it or not?
Don't talk like that, brother.
My dear sister, I don't know what to do with you anymore. Tell me, why do you support this guy so much and back him up? What for?
He's my husband.
Then why did you call me here?
I need some money.
That's a good one. Your husband has a huge fortune, and then you have to beg your own dear brother to lend you some money. What do you need it for?
I need it for his medication. This place is a private hospital. It's expensive.
But what exactly did you count on, sister?
I counted on you being my brother.
You know this guy has never been good to me. He's not a real man. I've been thinking an entire lifetime about the money and the interest I owe him. And now you want me to pitch in to save his life? I don't care if he dies. I just don't care. One less of these bloodsuckers.
When he gets better, he'll pay you back. I'll tell him to forget about the money you owe him.
If this jerk was a spender, he would never let you go without money. Take him to a cheap hospital and let him die. What's wrong with you, woman?
I didn't bring him here to take him away.
Whoever brought him, tell him to get rid of him.
A doctor brought him. He says he'll pay for his hospital stay, and he'll operate on him for free.
Tell me something. Is this doctor stupid or something that he wants to do it for free? Operate on him for free?
He says he's his high school friend.
High school? If this guy were literate, he would sign his documents and not finger stamp them. Do yourself a favor and go tell the doctor he's got the wrong guy. This jerk only knows how to count the interest he makes from the money he lends from misfortunate souls. That's all he knows.
He doesn't have the wrong guy.
What do you mean?
He's lying, brother. I saw it there in his eyes. He's a little bit strange. I don't like him at all. I don't want him to pay for Manu Chair.
Who is he? Where is he? I'll go talk to him and tell him not to interfere.
No, brother. I don't want you to tell him anything. They say he's a great doctor, the best brain surgeon. He might be able to save Manu Chair.
That's just great. He's so damn lucky. He's managed to suck everyone else's blood, and now the best doctor comes around and tries to save him. Dear sister, I don't understand why you want this bloodsucker to live and come back. You'll be doing good if you just let him die. Let him die. Let him die. Everyone will pray for you.
God is the one who will decide how he'll be punished, not me and you. It's my duty to take care of him, because I'm his wife. Brother, please have mercy. Please give me money. I swear I'll make it up to you, brother. If he lives, I'll force him to give you back all the money. If he doesn't, I'll come up with it and repay you.
What can I say? I can't see you in pain. Sister, you know I don't have any money. Let me see if I can ask some people I know for money.
You must be mistaken, Mrs. Alipour.
No, I'm not, Doctor. I heard exactly what they said, loud and clear.
How is it possible for him to go to another hospital and transfer a patient here he doesn't even know and pay for all his expenses? And lie for him, too? Does that even make sense to you?
No, but you...
Then I'm sure you heard wrong. Mrs. Alipour, we are the only ones who know what's best for us. I'm sure Dr. Pajwan must know what's right for him. We can't know for him.
I want to go talk to him.
With who?
With Dr. Pajwan.
And say what?
Well, all I want is for him to give me a good reason for changing his mind about operating on my daughter.
There's no need for you to do that.
As a matter of fact, I think I have to. Listen, Doctor. Ever since the doctor did not operate on my Shireen, everyone in the hospital is looking at me differently. Everyone thinks we have a problem that forced Dr. Pajwan to change his mind all of a sudden. They all know that Dr. Pajwan, with all the fame and fortune he has, wouldn't do such a thing if he didn't have a convincing reason. You see what I'm getting at. Especially now that he wants to operate on another patient for free. Now everyone will be sure that me and my daughter had a problem of some sort. Dr. Pajuhan has made everyone start wondering what's wrong with us. They all have terrible thoughts about us, Doctor.
You're making a big deal of it. No one thinks badly of you and your daughter. And I don't think it's a good idea to go to Dr. Pajuhan. What do you want to tell him? He might tell you that it's none of your business. I wanted to operate on this guy for free, huh? You're not the only one suffering from the way Dr. Pajuhan's been behaving these days. He's hurt a lot of people with his terrible behavior. So don't take it too hard. Just have patience. Time will take care of a lot of things.
All I've gained throughout these years is my honor, and I held that with both hands. Dr. Pajuhan ruined it all in the blink of an eye. And what for? Why did he do it? Wasn't my daughter better than a blood-sucking thief? God knows how much loan shark money he's made torturing innocent people!
Bloodsucker? Bloodsucker who?
This Mr. Parvizi that Dr. Pajuhan's doing everything for. His brother-in-law's paid him so much money, he's praying that he dies. That's why he was telling his sister to let him die. Now do you understand what I mean? If people understand that Dr. Pajuhan operated on a thug like him for free, but not on my sick, innocent daughter, is that fair?
With all the things you said, it's still no use to talk to Dr. Pajuhan. Yes?
Hello, Doctor. I'm
Hello.
Sorry. Alipur, Dr. Saremi wants to see you.
With your permission, Doctor.
It's not good. The shock device. Put it on 360.
Doctor. Doctor. Doctor, I'm talking to you. Doctor!
DF. Prepare the adrenaline. Go, go. Stop the CPR.
Goodbye, Elias. I might not make it for iftar. Don't wait for me. I have to operate on Manuchar tomorrow. I have to take care of some things.
Don't think about Manuchar.
I shouldn't? Why not?
He died. He passed away last night. There was nothing that you could do for him.
How do you know that?
You did every single thing you had to do. Don't beat yourself up much. You'll be late, Doctor. I'll close the gate myself.
You psycho! You scared the hell out of me!
Really? You want to apologize to me? Have you been waiting a long time?
Well, what can I say? I'm in love.
Me more, I swear.
Farzad. Guess what this is?
It's a letter with very bad handwriting.
No, what's this? Come on, hurry up!
This is your father's signature.
Now, what's this?
That's your father's signature. It's yours?
So how do you like it, huh? It looks exactly the same for Zed. Just like his, isn't it?
Girl, you are so awesome. You are such a gifted person.
How much should I write?
Well, I don't know. How much do you think there is in his account?
A lot. His account is about to explode, Farzad.
But my pretty little naive flower, your dad doesn't keep all his money in just one account.
Yeah, but I think he has about $1 billion in his account. That's how much.
You sure about that?
Yeah, for sure, and I mean at the least.
Then I guess you can forget about 300 or so,
So that's how much?
Go ahead. You have to write it in reals.
So how much is that in reals?
That is 3 billion reals. You're not very good at math, are you?
No!
What did you do with the car?
Well, I have a great idea. One of my friends has bought a car worth 50 million tomans. I'm pretty sure about it. She keeps showing off with it, but it's an awesome car for Zad. She's spent a whole lot of money on it. She's changed the rims. It's become a sports car. The audio system's crazy. It's a beautiful car. I'll tell my dad I want it. I'll take my dad to see it. And then when he believes it, he'll give me a check. And when I get the check, then it's all taken care of.
Girl, you are so good. Have I told you that before?
Only what?
I'm worried your parents don't trust you. I mean that they still doubt you, and it's totally understandable. If they go to your room and look around, they might just find something bad, something that will tell them that you're not innocent anymore. And then everything will be over.
They search my room every single day. It's their habit. But this time, they'll find something they're gonna like.
What do you mean?
I mean, I put something there, and when they find it, they're gonna love me for it.
I hadn't thought of that possibility.
I can teach the devil a lesson or two. Trust me on that one.
Bravo. Bravo. So tell me, does this friend of yours with the car know about your plan?
It's a good thing you reminded me. I'll call her right now. Right.
You're different. You don't believe that's why you've been chosen, Doctor. You don't believe that's why you've been chosen. God's telling you a whole lot of things that other people don't know about. But you have a responsibility, and a responsibility for the things that you know. God holds you responsible. You have to do the things He has asked you to do. You have been chosen to do it. You have to do it even if it's hard, Doctor. Don't think about Manuchar. There was nothing you could do for him.
Oh, goddamn, this phone of yours, Gulnaz. When did you say? This Thursday, say? All right, I'll see what I can do then.
Rose, please, I beg of you.
How many of them are there? Look, hold on a second. Let me see if I can do something for you. Hold on. The idiot wants to throw a party with 70 guests at our house. She wants to blackmail me for lending me the money. She doesn't know that I won't be in that house on Thursday.
Hang up the phone right now.
Okay, then we'll be in touch.
Elias. Elias.
Yeah, it's important to me. Look, I'll come and get the car from you. No, don't worry. Ah. Oh.
Elias. Elias.
I love you too, great.
Elias.
Yes, Elias. I just told you, I love you.
Elias.
Okay, I gotta go. Yeah, okay, I gotta go, love, bye. Goodbye. Gotta go. Goodbye. Farzad. Farzad?
Elias.
I'm afraid I had to, my flower.
Really? Why?
Don't you remember?
All your drugs and pills were in my pockets. There were two police officers headed that way, and if they stopped and searched us, it would have been really
bad. What police? What police? There aren't any around here.
What a dumb broad.
Rose, take a good look around the park. There are two officers walking around.
If you have anything on you, please leave now.
No, I don't have anything. Where are you? I'll come to you.
I'm very busy right now. I'll call you later tonight. Goodbye for now, my dear.
Hello? Hello, Farzad? Strange.
Eh?
May God accept your prayers.
I hope so.
You and your solitude.
I thought that you had left for today.
I came back.
But why?
I think I'm growing old, Elias. When I came back, I looked for you in the yard, and then I called for you. But I really didn't see you at all.
I knew you had come back, but I couldn't answer you. I'm sure you understand, of course.
I'm so confused, Elias. I came back to ask you a question.
Don't ask.
Why not?
Because I don't have an answer for your question. I do not know why Manuchehr died.
This is all so strange, Elias. Both strange and just meaningless.
Meaningless? Why meaningless?
Look, I made up 1,000 different lies to transfer that man to our hospital so I could perform the operation on him myself. But before I was even able to do anything for him, he died. Isn't this meaningless? Then at least you tell me what all this means.
I don't know. I don't know.
Look, Elias, I had full faith in all the things that you said, all the premonitions that you had, except this one. They were all right, every single one of them. They were all right. All right.
It was right this time too, Doctor. There was a guy called Manuchehr who needed your help desperately. There's no difference.
But it doesn't matter because I couldn't help him. Yeah, it was right. But what was the result? All the lies that I told were for nothing then. All of them.
I really don't understand why Manuchehr's story has become such a big deal for you. Manuchehr was just like all the other people who came to your hospital and needed your help, but you couldn't do anything for him.
This is different, though. For the rest of them, I did my job and I didn't commit any sins. I'm a doctor, Elias. It's actually like doing good. It's my duty to do my job. It's not for the outcome of it. But this time I told lies. I committed a sin.
A sin? What sin? You lied because you wanted to save a person's life. This lie was for good. It wasn't a sin.
And what good did it do? We just dragged Manuchehr to our hospital so he could die over there. What good did it do? What good is that?
I don't know. I don't know that either. I know as much as you do, Doctor. But please, you really must forgive me. I think that Manuchehr's story has become such a big deal for you because... because your faith is so weak. I remember you had a problem with that girl Rose as well. When you found out that she was an addict, you came to me and asked me why has God decided to save a lost addict's soul with a miracle and not your own wife's. Do you remember that?
Yes. Yes, I said that. To tell you the truth, I still have a problem with that. It still is a question for me.
All right. Then all I'm going to ask of you is this. Go to the hospital right now and take out Rose Gadiani's file, find her number, and call her house right now. Ask her father how his addicted lost daughter is doing, the one you operated on. Tell him you really want to know. Actually, I want to know too. First, go make the call. And then you can be sure.
When's the doctor coming? We need to talk to him.
Hold on a second. The doctor called. He's on his way. Please don't make any noise till he gets here. Just wait a bit, okay? Thank you. Quiet. Settle down now. Look, didn't you want to see the doctor?
Come on. We've been waiting for
hours. It'll take a few minutes. Please relax.
Oh, come on, please. We've been waiting forever.
Wait. You want to see the doctor, right?
Yeah.
See, the doctor just got here. That's his car. Go on, please. Go to the doctor and talk to him. Go on.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you very much.
No. I'm very busy these days. I don't think I can. Very well. Have a nice day. Is there a problem?
Hello, doctor. How are you?
Hello, doctor. I'm at your service. What?
We have a patient, doctor. He's very sick.
Excuse me, please, for a second. Please speak one at a time.
Hello, doctor.
Hello to you, sir.
I'm Karamad, sir.
Nice to meet you.
We're from Gavamabad village, and, we came here by bus today, you see.
Huh. Please, I'm at your service right here. You have a patient?
Yes. Grandpa's been having headaches these past couple of days, and... we took him to the doctors in Shiraz, and they told us to bring him to you. People in the village have pitched in whatever they can to cover all his medical bills, and... we don't want you to worry about the expenses.
So Grandpa must be very popular in your village for all of you to come up with the money for his expenses, is that correct?
Grandpa's our leader. He's in our hearts. We love the man. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Very well. I promise you all to do everything in my power to help your grandfather. I promise, and I'll try to do whatever it is that I can for him. With God's help, of course, I'll try to make his headache stop, but you all have to pray for him.
Listen, doctor, I have 1 hectare of land in Amirport. And if you cure him, I swear to you, I will give you 1/6 of it. Aside from your fee, of course.
Hello.
M-
my condolences. May God give you patience. I really am sorry I wasn't able to do anything for him. Well, I guess it was destiny. Again, I want to say how sorry I am. Excuse me, please.
Look, Doctor. Manuchihr only finished fourth grade.
What?
He never even got close to high school. How could you have been classmates?
Huh. Really? That's not possible. You're probably making a mistake. Or maybe... I don't know, maybe I'm making a mistake.
Why did you lie?
Lie? I don't think you're well, ma'am. You might have every right not to be. Again, my condolences. Please forgive me.
Doctor? Today I'm gonna sue you for all you've got.
Sue me?
You killed my husband, Manuchihr. You made up 1,000 lies to bring Manuchihr to this hospital, so they won't treat him here and he'll just die. I'll sue you, I swear it. You'll curse the day you didn't do right by my Manuchihr. I'll make your life hell, Dr. Paduan.
Excuse me, ma'am. What are you doing there?
Sorry, Doctor.
Please leave. What are you talking about? Why in the world would I want to kill Manuchihr?
I don't know. You just tell me. Maybe you owed him money like the rest of them. Didn't you?
Here, sister. I got his burial papers. Hello, Doctor.
Hello.
When they open up his private safe and see all of your checks in there, I'll come and file a complaint against you.
What's this lady talking about?
It's nothing, Doctor. Don't take it seriously. She's in mourning. She's not well. She's just saying something. Come on, sister.
What they've written in the teachings is for ordinary people. They've told them not to lie because they don't know when they can lie and when they can't.
You're ready to make up.
Why did you lie?
And so blatantly and professionally.
Excuse me, Doctor. Don't worry about it. I won't let my sister set foot in court. There will be no complaints. I want you to be sure about it. Rest assured, Doctor. Hello.
Hello.
What's up?
Bad news. Manuchihr died.
Shoot. Terrific, so now I'm a real murderer.
That's not the bad news. They know who you are. And now they are looking everywhere for you.
It's that damn woman.
You're gonna have to leave. You knew you couldn't stay here the rest of your life, could you?
But I don't have anywhere else to go.
Sooner or later, the cops are gonna come around. It might take them a while, but they'll definitely be here. Do you get that?
All right. I'll go and turn myself to the police.
What on earth for?
I'll tell them I didn't want to kill Manuchihr.
Murder is murder. Don't you understand?
Why do you say that? I didn't mean to kill him. It was an accident. That stupid old bastard threw the tea in my face and I pushed him.
He fell down and died. I didn't kill him.
Lower your voice. What are you, a tough guy now? You're an idiot. That's what you get for being stupid. You want to turn yourself in and tell them you killed someone and they'll execute you for it. That's it.
Well, what the hell do you suggest I do?
You gotta leave the country. If you want to live, that is.
How do I do that? You know anyone?
As it happens, I do. But he wants lots of money. A lot! You should have emptied out Manuchar's safe when you hit him. That old bastard always has lots of money in his safe.
Oh, come on, Sharam. The police were there in no time. I got away as fast as I could as it is, man.
Anyways, it's your choice whatever you do. You'll still need the money.
Can you do it? Can you help me leave?
I don't know. But I'll try. I only have one friend, even though he is a jerk.
I appreciate it.
Do you want some tea?
I will never drink tea again as long as I live.
Child.
بر بی همه پیداست.